How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, Matt, how was your arm healed from last year? Would you say to your 100%?
Yeah, no, I feel great. I had a great workout rehab program with John Meyer down in Southern California, and I feel great. You know, just like you said, this whole off season was about getting better and just focusing on that, and you know, and hoping and letting kind of things fall out where they were. And I'm grateful. You know, very grateful and thankful for the opportunity here in Oakland.
Matt, did you talk to any other teams before signing with the Raiders, and what attracted you to the Raiders?
You know, Houston was a possibility to go back there. I just think with my knowledge of the offense and being with Coach Knapp for the last 2 years as my quarterback coach and him being the offensive coordinator here, it made perfect sense for me to come here and help out these guys with this offense, because this is a brand new offense for almost everyone, you know, on the offense side of the ball, except for myself and Mike Brazel, who came from Houston as well. So it was a no-brainer. It was a great opportunity for me, you know, to come in here and help, you know, any way I can.
Hey, Matt, how would you describe this new offense to Raider fans?
It's a highly efficient offense, built with a lot of big play possibilities. The zone schemes are very difficult on the defense, and if you watch, Houston's offense over the last 3-4 years, just the explosiveness they have, but operating at a high, high efficiency rating. I mean, that's what it's all about. So I think the big thing for us here is just to learn as quick as possible, because there's a lot of details to it. But Coach Knapp does a great job with that, you know, and the coaching staff here. And that's just from being here the short time I've been here. It's a work in progress. Anytime you have to, you're teaching a new offense. But with the speed that we have here and the guys and the personnel, I mean, it's a great opportunity, you know, for us on the side of the ball to score a lot of points. And to keep defenses on their toes.
Has Carson been picking your brain a lot? I mean, obviously you guys have a good relationship. Has he been picking your brain a lot about what to expect?
And the thing is, the great thing is I've repped a lot of these plays over the course of the past 2 seasons, to whereas, you know, he's running some of these plays for the first time or second time. And I've seen, you know, I watch Matt Schaub, who operates this offense, you know, as good as anybody. I picked his brain for 2 years. So, and in essence, yeah, I'm here for Carson, to help him with reads, to let him know that certain things are very good, just to stay on it. Because when you're taught a new offense, there's things that you're not used to. You know, you're used to doing a certain way, but sometimes the reads are a little different. And I told him today, just stick with this route, because it's a great route for us. It'll be a great route for us, you know. So just things like that. And Carson has been around a long time. You know, he's a smart quarterback. He's had a lot of success, so he's going to be fine. You know, it's just. But that's definitely the cool thing, is we're so comfortable with each other. We've been teammates. We've been friends for the past 10 years. So that's the relationship we have. And I'm here, you know, to help him as much as possible.
Hey, Matt, you said that you're there to help and teach the offense and everything, but still, that competitor in you probably still wants to be a starting quarterback. Is there any irony there or any uncomfortable feeling there that you still feel like you're a starting quarterback? But
there's no doubt. You know, I think in this league, if you don't have the competitive desire to play, no matter what position, then you're in the wrong league, you know. And for me, you know, it was a bummer last year getting hurt when I finally had my opportunity and I was playing well, and it was the most comfortable, you know, I'd been in years. Injuries happen as part of the game. So, you know, it sucks, but you move on. So for this year, you know, I knew an opportunity. You know, I know that I wasn't going to go into a place to be named the starter. I mean, I'm not – I understand that. But my mentality is – and. Is I'm still confident that I can start. I'm still confident that I can play. And the good thing is I know this offense well, so I feel comfortable when I get my chance or if I get the reps that I can execute it. With Carson, there's no weird feeling. There's no awkward feeling. He's the starter here. You know, he's proved that his whole career that he can play at a high level. But for me, I'm going to be pushing. You know what? You know what it is. I'm going to be pushing myself every day to get better. You know, and I'm going to help Carson. I'm going to help Terrell as much as possible. But I'm also going to be competing my butt off to play. You know, and that's all you can do in this league. You know, that's all the coaches ask of you is just to compete and try to get better every day. And that's what I'm going to do.
You want a Heisman just as Carson, and people would expect you to be a starter in the NFL. You've had problems, you've had injuries. Is it tough to keep going, or do you have to prove anything to anybody or to yourself?
I think for me, it's been a difficult road, a lot of ups and downs. But, you know, everyone's path to success or whatever you want to call it is different, you know. And for perfect example, someone I learned under was Kurt Warner, who didn't start a football game until he was 29, which is, you know, I just turned 29 last week. He didn't start a football game until he was 29 in the NFL. And, you know, he played 9-10 years and probably is a Hall of Famer. You know, so it just everyone's course is different. For me, I had success as a rookie. Then I, you know, broke my collarbone my second year. And then, you know, everyone, you know, Kurt became a Hall of Fame quarterback and I sat behind them, you know. So, and then, you know, for myself in Arizona, we parted ways, which was best for both parties. And then Houston gave me an opportunity. And then, you know, you get injured again. So it's whatever, bad luck, whatever you want to call it, bad breaks. But, you know, for me, I just keep fighting, you know, because I believe in myself. I believe in what I can do. I just keep fighting. You know, I don't have that attitude. I don't have that mindset to where, oh, I'm okay with just being number two, or I'm okay just getting by. Like, I work my butt off. I compete my butt off. And any of my teammates or old teammates will tell you that I just kind of, you know what, I just keep my head down and just keep grinding, you know. And that's what you have to do in this league, you know, because this league can eat you up very fast, you know. And it's a hard league, but I love it. I love the competition. I love just being with the guys. So for me, I try to stay positive. I mean, there's definitely been times where I've been just, you know, you get depressed, you get down, you're just like, man, why is this happening? Like, why am I not on the field? But for me, I just keep working. You know, that's all you can do.
I was going to mention, Matt, did you always think you always have had this mindset, or did maturity bring this mindset to you that everybody's path is different? Because I imagine somebody would have told you when you came out that nobody, when you first came out, and it would have said 6 years later you were still waiting to really break in, that you wouldn't have believed them.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely maturity has played a part. I mean, that's just natural. You know, I mean, I came in as, you know, a very, you know, whatever, highly touted draft pick. I was 22 years old, you know, had a very successful career in college, had a pretty good rookie year, too, and then a switch of a coaching staff, and then kind of, you know, we didn't mesh. And like I said, like, there's no excuses. You know, I grew up as well, but, you know, just it wasn't, you know, just things happen in the course of a career where you may be not in a great situation, and, you know, whatever happens. So for me, you know, it was a learning experience, you know, and I learned a lot and I grew up fast. And then you just kind of catch yourself, all right, well, this hasn't gone according to plan, but you know what, I'm going to take advantage of my situation. I'm with Kurt Warner, who's a Hall of Fame guy. I'm learning. And when my opportunity comes, let's make the most of it. And unfortunately, it just, you know, over there, it was just better that I was not there, you know. And that's just the way it is, and I've moved on from that. You know, it's 2-3 years removed. And Houston was the best thing that happened in my career, because it regained my confidence. Coach Kubiak, Coach Knapp was great in just getting my confidence back. And then, you know, and that, this is where I'm at today. Like, I've matured to the point where my mindset is, I'm competing, I know I can do the job, you just got to just keep grinding it and hope you get that opportunity.
What are your first impressions of Terrell Pryor?
I think he's obviously a very physically gifted kid. You know, he's very young, but he's talented. There's no doubt. I mean, you can't hide that. I think for him, it's this offense. He's just gonna learn, and it's with reps and repetitions. But he's a good young kid. He works hard. I'm definitely impressed. You know, he's just gonna, and the great thing about him, from what I've seen, is he works hard. He tries to work at his game, you know, which is all you can ask for in a quarterback.
Hey, Matt, looking back at your draft, were you a little surprised that the Raiders didn't pick you?
When I went on a pre-draft visit here, met with the late Al Davis, you know, and I remember us kind of talking that if I was there at 7, which is the year that's in, where they picked that year, that he didn't see how they could pass up on myself, but he didn't think I'd be there at 7. So I remember this conversation like it was yesterday. It was pretty crazy, but you know, they went with Mike Huff, who's still here, you know, and then kind of at the time was getting closer. I knew that they weren't gonna draft me. So, you know, the draft is just crazy. You just never know what's gonna happen.
Matt, a lot of people look at the offense here, and it's called the West Coast. I don't know if that's what it is. There's a million versions of it, but it's looked at as an offense where footwork is really important and getting out and moving and you know, bootlegs and that sort of thing. And I don't know that's been something that's really been identified with Carson, especially since his knee injury, and that is something when you were at SC, I don't know if you did a ton of. I just wonder if you could address why this offense fits you and fits him.
Well, first of all, at USC, we did a ton of bootleg stuff. That was, you know, Norm Chow's version. Lane Kiffin was there, Sarkisian. So we had great coaching there, great offensive minds. And Carson, you know, I was fortunate. Carson had kind of because he was graduating, so he had the offense for, you know, the first year they came in, and then his second year, the year he won the Heisman. But I had, you know, I was there for 5 years, so there was a lot of bootleg stuff, just getting the ball out quick and letting your guys, you know, do what they do best, run after the catch, you know, whatever. So I think for me, I love that stuff. That's when I went to Houston. It was a lot of the same things we ran at USC concept-wise. And, you know, I mean, I'm not a runner, but I do like getting out of the pocket. I do like throwing on the run and those kind of things because that's what we did in college. And Carson's the same way. You know, we're very in that way, we're obviously not built the same way, but as far as just both liking throwing on the run, both like the movement stuff, it's very similar. And here, the offense is, yeah, it's a lot of timing stuff. It's get the ball out fast, completions is stressed, always move the chains, you know. And again, I always like kind of reference Houston because that's where I was and that's where a lot of the stuff is kind of coming from. You just look at how efficient that offense, you know, works. And with McFadden and the running game here and the offensive line, it's got a great chance to have a lot of success.